on Voice of the Valley with Al Gustin. Al Gustin, a longtime broadcaster and farmer rancher, is going to be inducted into the North Dakota Agricultural Hall of Fame. And, of course, we'll have an induction ceremony during the 77th Annual North Dakota Winter Show coming up on Saturday, March 8th at around 1:45 p.m. just in front of the PRCA Rodeo. Al, congratulations.
Thank you very much, Steve. Appreciate it.
What an honor. You know, you've been in the broadcasting business. You just recently retired after 40 years, lifelong farmer, rancher, NDSU grad. You've got a long list that just kind of starts it out. A lot of people know you, Al, in the state, and more than likely, a lot of people say it was well-deserved honor.
Well, I'm really humbled to have been selected, Steve. When I look at the people who are in the Agricultural Hall of Fame, these are people who made a difference in North Dakota agriculture. It started, I've got a list in front of me here, 1997, Ray Schnell was inducted, a pioneer in the cattle business, and Oliver Dalrymple, of course, a pioneer in the crop and livestock business from Castleton. The Dalrymple family, of course, very, very, very well known. And the list just includes a whole bunch of people who made a difference, who left a legacy in whatever field it was, whether it be in farm machinery like Eugene Dahl and Sherm Quanbeck, whether it be at North Dakota State University, people like H. Roald Lund and Jack Carter, Larry Kleingartner, who basically shepherded the growth of the sunflower industry in North Dakota. Bill Gross was inducted last year, and of course we all know what a difference he made. There are people who are farming today who would not be were it not for Bill Gross. I mean, those are the caliber of people that are in the hall, and for me to be included with them is really very humbling.
I know that everybody echoes that about Bill Gross, you know, and what he started with Farm Rescue back in 2006. Absolutely. And so many of the other people that you named, and the list goes on and on. Now, you will be honored along with the late Alfred Black, a soil scientist from USDA office there in Mandan for many years, or south of Mandan. Now, tell us a little bit. You obviously knew Alfred. Yeah.
Yeah, I knew Al Black quite well. You know, he was the director of the ARS lab here at Mandan, and I think that the minimum till and no-till, which has revolutionized crop production in western North Dakota, eastern Montana, and all of North Dakota for that matter. If you had to put a face on one person who was responsible for that, it would be the face of Al Black. I mean, he not only did research here, pioneering research in the fact that you could raise crops year after year without summer fallow, that through no-till and minimum till residue management, you could reduce erosion, you could save moisture, you could increase crop production. He not only did that research, but he did it on a scale that was meaningful to farmers, and then he took that message out to farmers and convinced them that it was the right thing to do. And Al Black certainly is one of those people who belongs on this list because he made a difference. He left a legacy, and I think agriculture in North Dakota is better because of the work that Al Black did, and so I'm really pleased that he is being inducted.
Al, thanks for joining us today, and we look forward to seeing you here at the North Dakota Winter Show with that honoree ceremony in the main arena at around 1:45 on March 8th. Thanks again, Al.
Thank you very much, Steve. I appreciate the chance to visit with you, and we'll see you on the 8th.